During the daily battle to keep on top of my inbox, I received a perfectly valid request from a new member of a client's marketing team that I thought worth sharing to garner other people's thoughts. It read, "Hi Miles, I'm working on a new website brief and we wondered whether there was a Drupal module that we could add for a blog." To me, this is a great opportunity and a means for us to reinforce some of ICOS's collective wisdoms. So let me just read out my reply. "Hi, well, as the Drupalists like to say, there's a module for that. In fact, if you look at Drupal.org, you'll see that there are over 14,000 modules. However, in practice, we nearly always utilise and configure one or more module, which we sometimes refer to as a feature or feature set. These are usually built in combination to deliver the desired and hopefully best result. However, if I may be so forward, I'd like to share a method of briefing, which, in our humble opinion, is where the overall goal, as well as the individual goals for each task, is expressed, and done so via user stories. This method, we find, helps the authoring process, as it makes you consider your request from the different user's perspective. So, a very simplified example might be, the overall goal is, we would like a blog to allow for editorial that is neither official news, events, or product information which is covered on the site. Therefore, the driver of this request is to help us publish more regular content and thus assist us in terms of SEO. That, we feel, would be a perfectly valid overall goal of the project. And then, just to give you an idea, to go one step further, looking at user roles, perhaps we could consider this from the site administrator's point of view. Now, if we were to receive a brief, something along the following lines would be extremely useful. As the site administrator, I'd like to be able to create a new blog post which allows me to create titles, bylines, subheadings, and body copy using simple WYSIWYG editors. We would like to be able to add links to other external sources, or indeed links to other pages on our site. We'd like to upload images and ideally be able to perform basic crops. And so on and so forth. And perhaps from a visitor's perspective, I'd like to be able to share a blog post to my Twitter followers or Facebook friends. I'd like to be able to post comments. And I don't mind logging in, but I prefer to use my Twitter or Facebook credentials to save me creating another account. Development of new features for a website used to be wholly dependent upon the technology, or rather the limitations of that technology. Whereas today we are heading towards a time when we can, within the confines of time and budget, usually deliver exactly what is wanted to meet the project goals. And this is important. Really, the time and budget is the bit to labour on here, because that is the cornerstone of what we may set out to achieve. Now, this may well mean that we do in fact revert to what a particular module or modules can deliver to meet the goals. And that's fine, but we would far rather start off by understanding the goals from different users' perspectives. So to summarise, goals and user journeys help us to assess if a feature is actually a good idea. Before we think about laying out features, if you have this framework based on goals and user journeys, we can simply ask ourselves and challenge, does it actually achieve the goal? And do you know what? It also helps us, and it helps the client, it helps you in terms of guidance and feedback, which without goals can be very difficult to frame or receive. So really, the goals become a point of reference to help identify the project and outline it from the beginning, but also the feedback towards the end. Anyway, that's today's thought. Be blogging that on the blog. Just a little thought process about goals and user journeys. Thanks for listening.